All right, Nebraska baseball, first in the Big Ten, back home this weekend. They take on Maryland. Fans back at Haymarket Park. It feels normal. It was loud the last time in there for the Nebraska-Minnesota series. After winning a series in Champaign over the last weekend, you know that it will be really loud coming up beginning tomorrow. We welcome in Cam Chick, Nebraska's cleanup hitter. 6 homers, 21 RBIs on the year. Joins us now. Cam, congratulations on the season so far. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, let's first start here. How do you pronounce your high school's nickname, and what is it?
It's the Hickman Cupies. And I guess essentially what a Cupie is a baby doll. So there's a really long story behind how our school kind of got that nickname, that mascot that dates back to, I believe it was like 1919. But yeah, I think it's the only of its kind, and it's kind of a weird mascot, but in a way it's kind of cool to be so unique.
Did you know what it was before you went to high school?
Yeah, both my brother and sister went to that high school, and my dad coached baseball there for about 8 years, so kind of grew up knowing that whole background and history behind it. But yeah, it was pretty cool to, you know, be able to call myself a Cupie after the 4 years there.
Hey, how did Coach Erstad get you out of Columbia?
I was seen at an area coach showcase my sophomore year. Got in touch with Coach Silva at the time, who's the recruiter. He just came out, watched me play a couple weekends, and then got in touch with Coach Erstad, who invited me down for an unofficial visit. And just fell in love with the program, and obviously, you know, the fans here are unreal, second to none, probably one of the best in the country. And that really, really caught my attention, my eyes. And then, you know, Coach Erstad was super down to earth, and I really just clicked with him and the staff, and I felt that this was the best place for me for sure.
If I walked into the clubhouse today, as you guys get ready for the weekend series against Maryland, would I have any clue if you were 5-13 or 13-5?
No, I think we're pretty even keel as a team, and that's what's really good is like obviously watching our games so far. Whenever we're down, you can never really tell. We're pretty even keel. We like to keep it that way because, you know, you never want to play the highs and lows. As you know, if you get too amped up, you tend to overplay, and that's when mistakes come. And then, obviously, if you play with your back against the wall and you play, scared, that's another way that, you know, mistakes tend to happen. But I think just the camaraderie right now is beginning of the year to now has still been the same. Nothing's changed. You know, we're there having fun, playing for each other, and it's a great group of guys to be a part of.
Why does, and that comes out whenever you watch you guys play, you can tell whether it's a guy that's probably not going to pitch and he's stuck down in the bullpen or at the end of the bench or he's a frontline starter. You guys get along and enjoy being around each other. Why?
Yeah, kind of just the brotherhood aspect. Coach Bolt's been really preaching to us. You know, with COVID, it's been a little weird year. Not being able to do things as a team just for the simple fact that, you know, a couple of people test positive and then you're shut down for a couple of weeks. So, you know, being on the baseball field at practice or, you know, getting our work in outside of practice, that's usually not the way that we, you know, connect as a team. But this year it was kind of just being odd. That was kind of the way that we were able to connect. And this has been one of the most fun, you know, group of guys I've been around. Everyone's super selfless. We all want to see each other win. Whether you're playing or not, it's really just, you just want what's best for the team. And if you're not that guy for the day, you would never tell. You can never tell that by being in the dugout or by the attitude that some people have. It's incredible to be a part of something like that.
Cam Chick joining us here on the Gary Sharp Show. You've gotten to know him now as a couple of years as your head coach. What would you say as you've gotten to know Will, and I've known Will ever since he showed up here to play baseball under Dave Van Horn, something about your head coach that his identity matches an identity as part of the identity of the baseball team. What is it about Will that you would look at you guys and go, man, that's a Will Bolt coach team?
Yeah, something that he preaches a lot is being gritty over pretty. So
that's a great line.
You can really see that in the way we play, whether it's small ball and just executing the little things that really, you know, make a big difference in the end of the game. I think that's one of the biggest brands that he preaches. And then the way we play on defense, you know, making an effort at anything, whether or not you have the confidence that you're going to make the play. If it's too far out of reach, still diving for it, you know, going all out for the pitcher, because, you know, essentially we're his line of defense. So any ball that's in the air on the ground, we're trying to get it, make 100% execution rate with that. So, and that's, I think that'd be a really, you know, that's his brand of baseball, and that's the brand of baseball that, you know, Nebraska Huskers tend to play.
And I'm guessing that's the brand, and it showed up last weekend winning 2 of 3, the way you guys had a rally in a couple of those victories.
Yeah, for sure. Being down on Saturday, you know, that was a tough loss to come about, but being down, I believe it was 5 runs, and coming back within 2 to 3 innings really shows the fight that we have. And then, obviously, our backs are against the wall almost every game. Last weekend we ended up coming out with 2 of 3. It really just shows that there's no quit in the team. There's always going to be a fight, and we're never out of the game no matter the deficit.
All right, walk me through one of the big hits of last weekend was your inside the park home run. Walk me through that at bat. When you make the turn at first, the play is in front of you with the center fielder. Did you think it was out? And then once you saw that he didn't make the play, what went on from there?
Yeah. So being down 2 strikes, it kind of was just, you know, trying to put the ball in play, because obviously you put the ball in play, something good's going to happen. And so when I hit it off the bat, I couldn't tell if it was going to go out or not. I knew I put a good contact on it. So I know I was running pretty hard down to first base. And then when I saw the center fielder kind of make a stutter step, I realized that it was a lot closer to the fence than I had obviously wanted. And so I kind of turned on the speed a little bit around first. And then when I saw the ball bounce off the wall, that's when I really had to like kick it into high gear, and I was running, and I thought it was going to be an easy triple stand up, and Coach Harvell starts going crazy at third to wave me home. And that's when it really kind of hit me that I was like, am I actually going to do this? And when I slid into home and it didn't have a play at it, I was just like, one, I was out of breath. I was needing oxygen bad. But yeah, it was not the easiest way to get the home run, but just trying to find a way to get it done.
Hey, speaking of diving head first into home, what's it like playing on an all-turf field?
It's a little different, not having the natural, you know, look of a baseball field and the feel of it. Sliding isn't the most fun part about it. It hurts pretty bad because you get a lot of turf burns, and Illinois had sand in their infield to make it, you know, play realistically like a dirt field. So it's not the most fun, but obviously being a defender, you don't get a lot of bad hops. And then offensively, you know, you get a good backspun line drive, it's going to skip a lot farther than it would on grass.
What about fielding at second? You like playing on all turf?
Yeah, I played that way in high school. Our field was all turf. Being in Missouri, we got snow and rain all the way through April. So being able to play on turf and get it to melt pretty quickly was a good thing. So I was able to get used to that playing there all of high school. So, I mean, I don't really mind it, but There's nothing like playing on a really freshly groomed field like Haymarket. So I don't know. It's a really tough one to figure out which one I like better.
Cam Chick joining us here on the show. What makes this lineup, which averages over 10 runs a game, and it's pretty versatile 1 through 9, what makes it so difficult on Big Ten pitching?
I think, you know, just all of us staying within ourselves and knowing who we are as a player. You know, 1 through 9, we all have a job. And so far, you know, you've been able to execute it, whether it be small ball, you know, just getting the run in, no matter whether you get out or not, you know, just getting the RBIs. And I think 1 through 9, everyone's really bought into the team approach. And I think that's really what makes us so dangerous is, you know, no one's trying to do too much and everyone's staying within themselves. And it's kind of just like a, you know, pass it to the next guy kind of mindset. And I think that's just what's really been, you know, keeping us going so far.
And when people say, well, they just play small ball, they think that's all they do. You guys also hit the long ball. You've hit 6 of them. You run the base as well. What were your thoughts when Bryce Matthews stole home the other day?
It got me off guard. I was on deck and I was watching the throwback to home. And then I heard their dugout start freaking about like going 4-4-4. And I look up and I see him and he's sliding in before the ball even gets there. And that just shows, you know, like the special ability he has as a player for sure, using his speed and his smarts down at third base to see that, you know, if they're going to make a loopy throw to the pitcher in between pitches, then, you know, his speed's good enough that he's going to get there. And so that was crazy. And he stepped up big for us on Sunday with that 3 RBI double with the bases loaded. You know, he's a great player and it's starting to come around for him. And it's fun to watch for sure.
All right, now we get into the serious part of our conversation, because when we told everybody you were coming on, you have a lot of fans out there. We have a couple of questions that people would like to ask. I've screened them, so you're going to be okay, Cam. But the first one is, and this is actually from me, you're at the plate, and you guys get a little bit more of an opportunity to do this during the fall. You're at the plate. Who would win, Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound or Cam Chick at the plate in that matchup?
Between me and Spencer on the mound, okay. Spencer would obviously say he would strike me out, but I'm for sure winning the battle, because I think, you know, he'll get a little greedy and try to throw one of his fastballs and try to throw it by me, and I think I get lucky on at least one of them and connect with it, and who knows how far it will go.
What is it like, though, to have him on the mound? I mean, he's been filthy. He hasn't given up a run in 7 innings. He struck out 11. You're out at second, and you're watching him pitch. What makes him so effective?
I think it's just his confidence, and the way he goes about his preparation and the way he, you know, carries himself on the mound. He knows he's good, and, you know, he trusts his stuff, and we all do too, because I know when he comes in the 8th or 9th, you're pretty confident that he's going to get the job done. And he's just, it's a rarity to see someone who throws, you know, 97 to 99 and doesn't just throw right down the middle. His locationing, like where he puts his pitches, is just unreal. He lives corner to corner, fastball and off speed. And I think that is what makes him so versatile, is that, you know, he could throw 98 outside and then come back with a back foot curveball to finish you. And it's crazy to see someone with that command with 3 pitches, and I think that's what makes him so good, for sure.
Someone wants to know how you came up with the name for your golden retriever, Oakley.
Oakley. Yeah. Kind of just spitballing. Me and my girlfriend were just figuring out what name we thought was the best to go with a golden and a boy. And I personally wanted Jeter, being Derek Jeter's my favorite player, but she was not liking the name, so kind of had a, you know, meet in the middle. And I know I had said Oakley early on, and she really liked it, and so kind of had to go meet in the middle, and that's where we got the name. We kind of just looked some up, and then I'd always loved Oakley. It's just a cute little puppy name, and that's the one that clicked.
Now, if I'm being too personal here, you can stop me, but how do you balance? Your girlfriend is Allison, who is on the women's soccer team in Nebraska.
Yeah.
How do you balance? Correct. You got 2 student athletes together. You got a dog. I mean, were you a soccer fan, or did you know much about soccer before you met Allison?
Not a clue. Not a single clue. I'm still learning to this day after almost 3 years of being with her. It's kind of just, I go to the games, I'll sit with her parents, and I feel kind of, you know, dumb sometimes when I ask just simple questions like, how is that offside? Like, what, why are they blowing the whistle there? But no, yeah, it's fun balancing. Usually with COVID right now, it kind of just throws a, you know, kink in everything, but usually she's in the fall, I'm in the spring. So having a puppy isn't really a big problem, because in the fall, we're not traveling at all. So I'm with him all the time, and in the fall, she's traveling, and then vice versa with the spring. But no, yeah, we find time to, you know, go on walks and, you know, take him to the dog park, and it's fun. It's really fun, and, you know, it gives you an appreciation for the love that dogs give you, because him and her are definitely my, you know, my secret to success. Coming
That's
home,
awesome.
they don't really care that if I go 0-4, 4-4, they're just happy I'm home, and especially the puppy. He doesn't care about baseball one bit. He just loves me, so.
Now,
makes everything great.
Now, what kind of a baseball fan is she?
Same thing as probably me in soccer. She had no idea as well. So kind of a learning experience between the both of us. When she sits with my parents, I know she asks questions. She's gotten a lot better. She knows a lot more now, probably a lot more about baseball than I know about soccer. But, yeah, it's kind of a learning experience, because she didn't know much about baseball. She just loves watching sports and supporting me, and vice versa. So it's kind of just a learning experience both ways.
Hey, we'll get chatter on this. Jamie, who is a diehard Nebraska baseball fan, wants to know, and I know that day's starting pitcher gets a say in the uniform. What's your favorite uniform combination that you guys are wearing?
I'm a pinstripe guy. Those are my favorite. The red cleats, it kind of just flows really well. Obviously, I'm a Yankees fan, so pinstripes have always been my favorite kind of look on a jersey, and to be able to wear the white and red pinstripes, it's it's just a really good feeling because, you know, you look good, you play good, and I think that's definitely my favorite one. But second all would be the new American flag ones that we got.
Those are sweet.
Those are nice. Those are fun to wear.
What's it like being a Yankee fan in Columbia, Missouri, with the Cardinals to the right and the Royals to the left?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Some people will probably say I'm a bandwagon, which, I mean, they're not wrong. My thing was I was a huge Jeter fan, and obviously I wasn't alive to watch, but Yogi Berra, I love, you know, his yogisms. I was him for Famous Missourian Day since he's from St. Louis, so kind of just grew up with a lot of Yankee idols, and after Derek Jeter retired, I didn't want to be that guy that's just like, oh, I'm a Royals fan, I'm a Cardinals fan now because Jeter's gone, so I kind of just stuck with it, and you know, it's not a bad team to like with the guys they got now on their team. Yeah.
Hey, Cam, I appreciate the time. Continued success this year, off to a great start, and have a good weekend. Hey, by the way, what's it like with the fans back?
It's unreal to finally have the best fans in the country back there and cheering us on. It gives you an extra boost of energy for sure. It's awesome.
Great stuff, and I know there'll be big crowds this weekend. Cam, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
That's Cam Chick, Nebraska's junior infielder. 6 homers, 21 RBIs on the year. Great stuff. Yeah, his girlfriend, Allison, who is from Minnesota, is a member of John Walker's soccer team. So Cam is off to a great start for a team that's won 8 of 9, and they play this weekend against Maryland. All right, 12:40, we'll get you a Masters update. We're going to circle back to a comment that Deontay Williams made yesterday. I know the C word was mentioned, but there's more to that. Plus, Marquis Stepp, what does that mean with him not being in spring? You would say doomsday, uh-oh, but it actually may have opened the door for something that is beneficial for Nebraska. We'll dive into that and much more as we roll till 2 on a Local Music Thursday. There's George. I'm Gary on 1620 The Zone.